Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms. When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? It's estimated over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. To save, visit HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Now, welcome, everybody. Here's a headline for you. I just was looking through some news headlines. Here it is. Miss England finalist. You probably didn't know there's a beauty pageant for Miss England. They don't judge the teeth. Becomes the first in pageant's history to compete without makeup. That is breakthrough, all right? Do you imagine that? Competing in that kind of a contest without makeup.
If you go to the New York Post today, or at least the last time I looked, they have a list of their hottest trending stories and how many people have read them. And on the list is Trump and his documents, right?
Of course.
And that's got 70,000. Do you know what has, I think, 268,000?
I'm flipping through right now.
Maria Shriver seen walking the streets of Santa Monica without makeup.
Oh, yeah. Maria Shriver looks unrecognizable while visiting new home in Santa Monica.
If you click the story, it's all these oversized photos, close-ups of Maria Shriver without
makeup.
This
is what the paparazzi still does.
Somebody at
the Post said, that's a winner. We'll take that picture.
But the thing, it got four times the clicks of Trump's... papers getting released
right
today.
Now. It's listed 249,000 views, I guess. Followed by Richard Simmons breaking his silence, telling the Post he's living the life he has chosen.
See what people are
then
interested
comes
in.
The Trump story.
Sure,
way behind though.
Way behind. Not even close.
Even the Trump story. Give me a break. A lot of the news media is just drooling over that today.
There's
papers.
Nothing.
Documents.
Nothing.
Holy mackerel. Is that what we're down to?
There's nothing in that story today. There's absolutely nothing new.
It's a nothing burger?
Well, as of today. They blacked out half of it. They literally blacked out half the pages. So if there's any good stuff...
Well, I heard the reason for the search is because he had other documents earlier in the year. So the judge said there's probably more. Go get them. That's all I got out of it.
Well, the thing is, if they're top secret or classified documents, so of course they're going to black them out. That's the whole point of this, is he had paperwork nobody was supposed to see. So they're not going to put it out on the cable TV networks.
I thought that everybody wanted to know the reasons for the FBI raid, not necessarily what's in the documents. But
they
wanted to know what was in the reasons for the property search.
He wasn't supposed to have them.
Well, yeah, I think we knew that, I guess.
Right.
We knew that contention anyway. We're back into that classified versus unclassified argument again.
Yeah, it's just round and round and round.
It's ridiculous.
It's not going anywhere. But if you ever wonder, why all the programs cover the stuff they do, you go with Maria Shriver, no makeup, you're going to get a much bigger audience than, Trump's redacted papers.
Right, because the people that follow this politics so closely are really a small segment. They're obsessive, but they're far outnumbered by the masses who just want to look at, Maria Shriver without makeup or Richard Simmons finally breaking his silence.
Yeah, you would think those would have small niches, too.
Well.
And I guess they do, but they're much larger niches than what's in the mainstream news.
Yeah, on any given day, I mean... So what did he say here? Apparently, Richard Simmons has been a recluse. I guess that was the story.
Yeah.
Nobody's seen him for years.
He disappeared some years ago.
Right.
And I don't know. I didn't click on that one. There
right, remember the rumor was he was transitioning to a female. They even had a name. What was the name? I forgot.
No, I don't remember that.
They did? Yeah, that was... No, we talked about it on the air.
I still don't remember it.
That boy that says it was 2014, he disappeared from public eye.
Well, see, it's 8 years ago. Why would I remember that?
Well, I don't remember.
I
can't argue that.
That's a concept I don't want to think about. I don't want to store that in the memory bank.
No, huh?
No. No. I would rather not know.
Right. And then there was this story last night that there was something wrong with his foot, some sort of birth. Defect, some sort of birth disability he had. There was another reason he wasn't in public, but I didn't even understand that.
No. I don't know. If he wants to be staying at home quiet, then leave him alone. Let him be at home quiet.
Yeah, he had a knee replacement, but
he was very annoying when he wasn't quiet. So
he was
like the last guy I wanted to see on television.
Oh yeah, he was born without a full set of bones in his foot. Mm. There's a documentary. That's where it came from. It causes him physical and emotional problems.
Yeah.
To the point where I guess he just retreated from view.
Missed that documentary.
We should just go through all the websites and just do all their top trending stories, and it would be a hoot of a show, wouldn't it?
Yeah. But I guess they didn't come up to my recommendations. Hey, here's 90 Minutes on the bones missing in Richard Simmons' foot. Oh, hey, that's a Friday night. Pass the tequila.
All right. Well, here's one from the real world of news, which is kind of a bummer. The El Segundo Times and UC Berkeley's Institute for Governmental Studies has been putting out a bunch of dopey polls. Do you think the state is going in the wrong direction or the right direction? Well, I hate that one. But this one is a nugget, and by a margin of 41% to 20%, which is only 61% of the respondents, George Gascon would have been recalled from office. So that's
a
bummer.
2-1.
Yeah, 2-1.
They could only find 20%.
There's a big segment that didn't have an opinion, apparently, though, like 40%.
But... And probably would not have voted.
That's true. You're right.
And probably not paying attention to
anything.
Especially
if that was the only thing on the ballot, they probably wouldn't have bothered.
They don't know what Gascon has done. They don't know there was a recall in the works. They don't know
that's
any
right.
of it. But what you had there is a 2-1 blowout of Gascon, and they only found 20% of the public interested in saving his rear end. So to me, that shows there was more than enough people out there who should have signed the petition. It's just the people running the recall blew this, botched it, because the numbers were there.
And 5% more disapprove of his performance, 46-21. Or, 5-6% more. A third strongly disapprove.
Mm-hmm. But it shows you how much people are paying attention. Because the Gascon stuff broke through more than most local stories. Got a lot of TV coverage, a lot of newspaper coverage, a lot of coverage on our show here. So it was a major story that, and still, Still, you've got, 40% doesn't seem to know or care.
Yeah. Well, I compare it to people that I know them, but how would I put this? I know them, but they don't listen to our show, and maybe they live out of the area. Mm-hmm. And whenever they talk to you guys talking about Trump? You talking about the raid? It's like, see, just so they focus on the crazy cable news top story.
Right, because that's all they see. You only know what you see.
That's right. Right. That's... And they assumed we spent 4 years talking about Trump every day when he was president, every hour. I'm like, no, it's not.
No.
It's not really what.
Come to California. Important. You'd be surprised, but there's probably 12 things much more important than Trump out here. You just got to get suspended a half an hour here.
Here's a great headline. Jared Kushner thinks he could possibly become immortal. That's a great one. My generation is hopefully, with the advances of science, either the first generation to live forever or the last that's going to die. Oh, I've heard that one before from younger people who think that there's going to be a breakthrough.
Yeah, everybody, every generation has people who think that. There's not going to be a breakthrough. And
they'll
you are
upload your consciousness into a computer?
You are going to die. Go away. Is Walt Disney's head still frozen somewhere?
That was the rumor. Was that true? I thought that was a myth.
How about Ted Williams' head?
Well, that something fell off.
Go talk to Ted Williams.
They bungled that one, I think.
So where's his head?
The family sued. There was something that didn't, I think he melted. They didn't keep him cold enough or something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, there was some problem with the. I don't think Ted's.
His brain melted. Yes, didn't the brain
come back and hit for the Dodgers? Is that the theory?
It turned into like a soft, gooey mess, I remember, one doctor said.
Yeah, they sued. That's like 30 years ago, but they sued big time.
Once you freeze a brain and then thaw it out.
Yeah. I have one of those places near me, but those cryo places. Have you seen those? You come in and they think, you know, you're going to freeze your fat away or look younger. You come in for like a frozen treatment. No, Deborah Mark, you don't do that?
I actually did do it once.
Ding,
it was,
ding.
It was.
You had a bullseye.
It was
what's it supposed to do then?
An advertiser at a different radio station many years ago. Yes,
right,
it wasn't something I wanted to do.
What did they freeze off?
Well,
she froze her ass off. Oh, was it that?
No, I don't know.
Yeah, can't you see? I don't have an ass anymore.
Was that the idea behind it, to sort of freeze the fat?
Freeze
or something?
The fat, yes.
Where did they find fat on you? You're 90 pounds.
Well,
we don't know years ago what she looked like.
The same. The same.
Did you have a balloon period?
She's always critical of her looks.
No. I have a little.
Well, then what were you freezing?
A balloon period?
Well, sometimes people go through, they balloon up for a while.
Like Oprah?
I did not balloon up.
Yeah.
And I didn't notice any changes.
I see.
Okay.
So when they froze it, did it freeze and fall off? Or?
No, it's supposed to come out when you pee or you poop.
Oh, really? I didn't know that part.
Yeah. I didn't notice any fat. Not that I stare at my pee or my poop, but. Oh,
okay. Yeah, only in radio would an ad like that run.
You always have something there, I tell you. All right, we got more coming.
Johnny up. Get you.
We could spend the whole 4 hours figuring out what Deborah Mark wants to freeze off. I mean, you know.
She just gave me a few off-air details that we can't get into. Yeah.
Oh. Did she end up doing the ads? Or?
Very briefly. her heart was not in it.
Yeah. We're loaded today. That means moist line. Two rounds. There are some hacks for the dumpster coming up in the 5 o'clock hour on the John and Ken Show. We're also going to be talking about probably the most enormous, disgusting homeless encampment in the entire state that a judge has finally green-lighted to be dismantled. That's all coming up. There's a video this week that we had the story up on the board yesterday. We didn't get to it. I just cannot stop watching it. And obviously, it's a bit of a horror film, but what would the category be? The little boy in me finds it hysterically funny. This, John, was from Ithaca, New York. Remember good old Ithaca?
Oh, I remember Ithaca, yes.
Yeah, that was down the road from Elmira.
Yes.
Is that the home of Cornell University, somewhere around there?
Right? It is. That's about all it's known for.
That's. It's a very woodsy kind of community, you know, trees, lots of trees.
Yeah, it's an Ivy League town, so it's got that charm to it.
So this lady is out there in her garden. I guess they have surveillance cameras, maybe like Ring outside the house. She's standing near her garden on a sidewalk, and it's an older woman. I don't know how old, but she's apparently on the phone with her back turned sort of to the camera. And then, like lightning speed, this tiny little fox comes running around the corner and jumps on her leg. Did you watch this, John?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my God. It was fantastic. So she first tries to shake the dog off her leg, but eventually the dog clomps onto her hand. And she's got the fox in the air where she's shaking it. And every time it hits the ground, it pops back up and just latches onto her again. It is like cartoonish.
Yeah, it is. It looks like she's doing this strange dance.
She gives it a good kick, but it does not give up. And then, of course, first she tries to shake it off her arm. And it was first on her leg, and she shook it off her leg, and then she kicked it, and it goes flying in the air, but it comes right back at her and eventually latches onto her arm, where she shakes it off, and it comes back again. Eventually, a man that looks like her husband comes along with a stick, and I don't know whether or not it picked up on that, but it runs off.
I'm watching it again just now.
Oh, it's...
Good kick there, yeah.
Yeah,
that thing went flying through the air, and he came right back.
The extra point is good, yeah. This fox comes right back.
Then she swings him around. She's swinging him around in the air. And then flings him.
Yeah, at one point, she sort of was like cuddling it, and then but it's latched onto her sweater.
Oh, I love this thing. Oh, this is hysterical. You know, the thing is, on the Ring video, you could see the fox approaching her from behind. And she's standing there just looking around.
Yeah, she has no idea, right?
Turn around! Turn around
and
now!
It makes a beeline for her, really focus-like.
Yeah.
Now, it does turn out, sadly, the animal was killed later. Sorry, Deborah Mark. Dead fox. It had rabies.
Oh, I mean, have you seen what this fox was doing? It's rabid.
She hasn't seen this video?
You know
it's hysterical.
I don't want to see the video.
You don't want to see her flinging the fox through the air?
No, I think that's mean.
But it's a lesson you need to learn that animals are not us.
The fox can
be rabid.
Why, I have
to learn that I have to fling a fox in the air?
To save your life, you do.
Well,
yes.
What if it attacked you?
Yeah, really? What, are you going to just stand there and say, it's okay?
I would get it down on my knees and say, it's okay, sweetie.
Yeah, you'd clomp your face off.
I don't think I'd be able to grab a fox and swing it in the air. I don't think I could do that.
You would. It would survival would kick in.
Well, I have my taser, so hopefully that would make enough noise and it would scare the fox away.
They took it to the vet lab at Cornell, where they did discover rabies. So she's got to get a series of shots. Included in the story was pictures of her injuries, the back of her hand, the front of her hand, big gashes. As it just clomped onto her hand there, and there's one freeze photo I'm looking at where it's
nothing got to him. All the kicks and the flings.
That's what rabies. You got a demented brain.
Yeah.
You do not care. It's like a horror film. It's just.
No, it's like some of the meth vagrants. That's what it reminds me of.
Yeah, I don't think it was about getting food or just programmed to attack. It just clicked in its brain that I'm going to attack this.
Finally, the last kick got him.
Yes, and then the guy comes with this big stick, and it looks like the animal sees that and kind of runs off. But they found it later, and they killed it. It tried to bite somebody else nearby.
Wow, it was insane.
And it looks like they killed it. Yeah, and went to another house, to another lawn, and then tried to kill it. And as we talked about on the show, rabies, not a good thing.
No, it's automatic death.
Yes, unless you get the shots.
If you don't get the shots, 100% death. And she certainly would have gotten it from those bites because the rabies would be in the saliva.
Yeah, I think we mentioned that one day. There was like maybe one person that survived when they were young, too. Maybe there's two that didn't get the shots right away but still managed to survive.
Yeah.
But it's rare.
Yeah, it literally is a very low single-digit number.
Yeah.
And there's probably a reason for it that they don't know about.
Mm. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken.
I love animals. I get it. I do understand this.
See, you've got
I don't think I could physically baffling.
Well, then
a fox.
The fox is going to win.
I'm trying to kill you.
I know,
what's
but
wrong with you?
I don't know if I'd be able to do it, Ken. I'm not even saying emotionally. I don't think I could do it physically.
You would have to have a survival instinct kick
in. And then it would probably start biting me. I'd be trying to grab it. It would turn into some ridiculous comedy routine.
I mean, you've been out there with your spray to protect your dog from coyotes. So
Yes. That's different, and it's a loud noise, and I hope to scare off the coyotes, and I would hope to scare off the fox as well.
We got more coming up.
This is so stressful.
It really is.
More coming up, John and Ken.
All right, plenty to come. Next hour, we will tell you about one of the largest homeless encampments that we think we've seen in the state of California that a judge just gave the okay to be dismantled, and just take a guess who owns the property. Also, the San Francisco Chronicle is a good story. The London Breed Administration in San Francisco offered them homes. Then it spent millions of dollars to kick them out. And the headline's a bit deceiving. We'll get into the details of the story.
But it shows you...
It's the heart of this problem. Exactly right.
It shows you the warped slant of the writers and the newspaper.
That's right. Making it sound like that was cold and heartless.
Yeah.
Why would you spend millions to house them and then kick them out? The whole point is to house them. Housing first and always.
Yeah, we'll explain why coming up.
Yeah, it's one of the prime reasons we tell you that this housing first thing does not work. It's nonsense. Okay, we'll get into that. Bit of a surprise and kind of ironic. One of the headlines this morning is that Moderna has sued Pfizer. These are, of course, are the two big pharmaceuticals who came up with the first COVID-19 vaccines. And I thought originally they were kind of sort of working together. I guess they weren't. I didn't
know.
Really...
Pfizer was working with a company called BioNTech.
A German company, right.
Yeah. Moderna was entirely American, I think.
Okay. Pfizer's American.
See, the technology for this called mRNA was developed or started to develop over 40 years ago. And it took a long time because nobody wanted to finance it. There was a female researcher who did a lot of the work. And because she was a female researcher 30 years ago, nobody wanted to give her any grant money. But eventually they did develop it. And it was kind of sitting around waiting for the right disease that they could use it on.
Right.
And then COVID showed up. But I don't know what the patent fight would be. Probably something hyper-technical.
Well... Yeah. One involves a chemical modification. Moderna says that its scientists were the first to demonstrate in human trials in 2015. The idea being that the vaccine would not provoke an undesirable immune response. They're claiming that Pfizer copied that from them. They copied. And would that be like a spy brought them the formulas for that trial or
stolen documents?
Yeah, because if it was in human trials, maybe somebody leaked the information to, that's the claim. It's just a lawsuit. I don't know if it's real or not. To Pfizer. And it actually used the word they copied two key elements of their intellectual property.
Mm.
The other is related to the way both vaccines target the distinctive spike protein on the outside of the virus. And you've seen that and heard those stories before. And I guess they're claiming they came up with that first and Pfizer stole that too. We're filing these lawsuits to protect the innovative mRNA technology platform that we pioneered, invested billions in, and patented during the decade preceding. Yeah, you're right, John. This is mRNA research has been around a while. I guess they were just waiting for the right opportunity to put it into motion to come up with a vaccine based on
this. The very beginnings, if we go back to the late 1970s. But it wasn't until this woman researcher, I think in the early 90s, really got some money and it started gaining traction. But it took a long time, and then it was sitting there doing nothing.
This is the technology that's going to kill us that took the vaccine. The conspiracy theory people believe we made a big mistake, and over the long term, we're going to morph into something weird.
I don't know what they think they can use this on lots of stuff, like the template.
Right,
I think they can go after other major diseases,
right?
Because it's about tweaking genetics, and if they figure out how to do it for the other diseases, then it would be an enormous breakthrough.
Yeah, they use a molecule of genetic code, a messenger, it's called RNA, to generate an immune response in your body. That was the theory behind this technology.
Right, you splice out part of the genetic code and you swap in a new genetic code, which gets you the desired reaction.
That trains the body to fight off the real virus when it comes into contact with it. Which I think worked because, unless you don't believe all the numbers.
No, it worked.
People that were vaccinated still got COVID, but they didn't die in the numbers that they were dying.
Because the other thing that came out today is the CDC admitted that it was the mutations that caused the vaccines not to be as effective later on. They were very effective against the original version of
COVID,
right? But
when he came up with all those dopey mutations,
right? Then every time there was a mutation, see, what's really fascinating is, you know, you look at viruses, right? And you have to magnify them a million times to even get any sense of what they are. So, but they have an incredible ability to morph, to mutate, to survive. And it figured out early on what the vaccine was doing to the cells in the human body. And so they did the virus did a workaround.
Right.
It's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's a living organism, and all it wants to do is survive and reproduce.
Right.
That's it.
So it produces.
That's the code.
There's probably thousands of mutations. And if you remember Darwinism and natural selection, the mutation that survives will then replicate and dominate. And there's like one lucky mutation in the whole batch. And the lucky mutation was able to get around the vaccine.
And now we're up to what? B-5-something dot.
It looks like those old library codes you remember as a kid.
Yeah.
The Dewey Decimal System. That's what the numbers remind me of now.
Now, I remember this. You know, back when they were developing the vaccine, they said that they would not enforce their patents on drug companies in like low and middle income countries because they didn't want to interfere with those countries getting their own supply of the vaccine. Moderna said that. However, just this year, they both said that you'll have to respect our property rights in the higher income countries. So is this claim going to be limited to like U.S. vaccine development in some of the European countries? And
this is where the money is.
Yeah, I know.
You know, there's no money in the poor, let's say, African countries. There's no sense raising a legal fuss over it. Because the money in court, well, I don't know where you'd file in court anyway, but it would greatly outstrip the profits you could make. Because, you know, the African governments are poor, many of them are corrupt, so they're not going to be paying tax money to Pfizer and Moderna. And the U.S., on the other hand, just shoveled billions at them.
Well, apparently there's been a bunch of vaccines lawsuits. Moderna's already in a dispute with the National Institutes of Health over the credit for key patents related to mRNA, because that, I mean, obviously you have a big team of lawyers working for you when you're coming through with this kind of breakthrough technology in vaccines. So they want to make sure they get all the patents.
You know, and I guess I don't know if somebody stole the data, or, you know, there's such a thing called reverse engineering,
right,
where you take the material and then break it apart to see what it's made of and how it works, and then you make your own copy. Which is what food companies do to try to figure out how their competitors make the flavor of the product they have, right? It's like, wow, that's a better product than ours. What's in it? And, of course, you know, some of the ingredients are hidden because they're proprietary information, but you could take it to a laboratory and try to tease them out and then put together your own version of it.
Yeah. All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show.
All right, coming up after the news at 3 o'clock, we're going to talk about some homeless issues, particularly a great one out of San Francisco, where, of course, we've covered this before, and it's happened around the state, putting the homeless into hotel rooms, which they did during the pandemic in great numbers, and we chronicled in San Francisco some of the problems they had with the tenants. Remember those stories about them getting free alcohol and marijuana delivered to their rooms?
That's everything we said was going to happen. We knew this was going to be a failure. They were so proud of themselves, and they've blown so much money, and now they've got to reverse some of these policies because the predictable happened. So,
yeah, because the headline is they spent big bucks to house these homeless people. Then they spent millions to evict them.
Yeah.
We'll tell you why that happened, but I think we just kind of touched on it with the little summary we just did. We'll get to that story. We'll also tell you about a massive Oakland homeless encampment that just got the go-ahead to be cleaned up from a judge. It took a lot of doing. This has been in the works for many months, and it is disgusting. Wait to hear how many fires have broken out at this encampment.
And how
fires.
Big it is.
It's massive.
It's staggering how large this thing is.
And since it's near a freeway, take a guess who owns the property. We'll talk about that after 3 o'clock. Well, looks like Governor Heroin. Are we going with that?
Yeah, let's go with that anyway, because it'll annoy them.
His wealth is, as you know, as governor, he had to put, you know, all of his holdings into a blind trust.
Sure.
So allegedly, he has nothing to do with the operations, the day-to-day decisions. But the headline is that a lot of people are familiar now with the Plump Jack Group. That's the winery company that was co-founded by Governor Dippity Do and one of the Gettys, of course, who's tied into that family.
It's just Newsom's name on it. The Gettys provided all the money.
I would guess so, right?
Yeah, Newsom never made any money on his own.
But he'll make money from this, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, they gave him a percentage. He's the front man.
Do you think if he didn't put a lot of money into it, though, they gave him a big percentage? Or
I don't know.
I'd be curious about that.
But Plump's
delve into the papers.
You see the photo? There's this photo of Newsom from 30 years ago at the original Plump Jack wine store in San Francisco.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't know if you got a printout of this.
Oh, yeah. Wow, look at him.
Yeah.
It's 30 years ago? Yeah, 1992.
Right, so he was...
He's only in his 20s.
Yeah.
He's like 23 there.
Yeah, so he just looks so precious, doesn't he?
He looks very preppy was the term people used back then. He's got the white collared shirt, the white khaki pants.
Hair all slicked back with
and he's leaning over the bottles of wine on a rack.
It's like, look what the Gettys bought me. Look, the Gettys bought me all this wine that I can sell you. By the way, Plump Jack, the word Plump Jack bothers me. It just sounds obscene.
Yeah, I read somewhere where they got it from, but I can't remember it off the top of my head.
It sounds like a name that some guy gives his...
One of our listeners, I guess, heard the story yesterday about the lantern fly. Said, why don't we set him loose on Newsom's vineyards? In case you don't know, the lantern fly is an invasive species that's attacking Northeast crops, but they think it could eventually come to California and just eat up all the vineyards. It's a big problem, I think, for the grape growers.
Yeah. You know, if you could just target the lantern fly at Newsom's vineyards, then you'd have something. But unfortunately, everybody would get it.
You know, I just came back from New York a couple weeks ago on a trip. Maybe I had a lantern fly stow away my luggage and I've let something loose. I have no idea.
Oh, sure.
It's your fault.
Well, yeah. We don't have one yet, Deborah, but...
Well, if we do, it will be your fault.
Oh, because I'm the only one that was in New York and came back to California? Yeah.
How do you know?
How do I know?
You don't know?
Well, other people got off the plane. How's that for a starter? It was a nonstop flight, so...
But they didn't have a lantern fly in their suitcase like you did.
I may have. I didn't say I did. I never saw one.
You might have packed one.
So the story is that they've just done a major expansion... This company, you're right, it's from billionaire Gordon Getty, just acquired a Napa vineyard for $14.5 million. You see? Who's living the high life? And, of course, now's the opportunity to mention that we believe Mr. Newsom had a little trouble with wine some years ago. He drinks much anymore.
He was drinking the profits.
Remember that, though? He would never admit that he had real problems with alcohol. He was saying, there were other reasons I went to... see people about other problems or something like that.
Yeah, what do you think his problems are? I'd be curious, what are the psychological problems that he needed counseling for? Like when he was drinking too much, why was he drinking
so
much?
Well, he had that affair and his marriage broke up.
And yeah, that's right. Why did he have the affair, though? Like what is the psychological...
That woman that's with Trump, right?
Kimberly Guilfoyle. With Trump Jr., yeah. What is she about, huh?
She really went from one extreme to the other politically.
You know why she left Fox News?
Remember, no.
She used to be a big personality on Fox News.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, well, she was sending around penis pictures of the guys she was with.
Oh, wow. To all the staffers?
Yeah.
Men and women?
I don't know, but...
She was another one that was supposed to show off her legs, right?
She was hired by Roger Ailes to sit on the edge of that desk.
That round table talking heads. And,
right. And with a short
skirt. It was his command that the women be on the ends to show their legs off.
Right. So she always wore a short dress and had long legs and had them crossed in a provocative way. And that was the shot. Big ratings.
Plump. Yeah. Plump Jack, I like the way they wrote this. Plump Jack hopes to prove that Pulp Valley, a region in the northeastern outskirts of Napa that's always been less visible, they hope it's capable of producing better wines than they've gotten credit for. So they think that they're going to do some sort of breakthrough development buying this vineyard and proving that this particular area called Pulp Valley can produce these high-end grapes that'll make the wine even...
Did I ever tell you? My wife was on the phone, and she was ordering a basket of wine. We were putting together a gift basket for somebody. Somebody had done something nice, and we thought we should send them a gift basket, right?
Yeah.
With some bottles of wine. And the woman was on the phone at the wine shop, and she wanted to know what brand, and said, we'll just recommend something. And she started going through Plump Jack. And my wife said, oh, that would be fine. And I started waving my arms, and I go, no, no, no.
You're not giving any money to that family.
No, no, that's Gavin Newsom's winery. My wife says, oh, my husband says no because Gavin Newsom owns it. You hear the woman at the other end of the phone going, oh.
Oh, I get that a lot.
I'm not sending him any money.
Yeah, you know, I enjoy wine, but I don't have any strong discerning taste. There are definitely sometimes I have a glass of wine that I know is better than one I've had, but the way these people carry on with all the distinctions between the wine flavors.
I don't pick up any of that. I mean, you do know when you have a bad bottle of wine, like an $8 bottle.
Yeah, like a cheap bottle.
It tastes like aftershave.
And you get a bad headache.
Right, yeah. Because I don't know what's too much in it, but something is too much.
Right.
But when you get up, it's like, well, what's the difference between spending $20 and $30? It's like, I don't know.
Well, they're going to implement some changes in this new vineyard. All organic farming. Let's see. They're going to replant some sections, including a hillside whose vines burned entirely during the 2020 wildfires, and plant new vines on some fallow stretch. Well, this is quite a long story.
I'm sure he...
On the Newsom Plump Jack Winery expansion.
Well, it's the Chronicle. So this is...
this is the home mayor, right?
This is the tongue bath.
This is the guy.
Hometown tongue bath.
All right. When we come back, the San Francisco mayor apparently doled out quite a bit of money to house the homeless during the pandemic, particularly in the hotels. And the headline in this updated story is they spent millions of dollars to kick the vagrants out of the same hotels they put them in. More coming up.
John and Ken show. Deborah Mark has the news. KFI AM 640. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
When it comes to a thriving career, everyone could use a little support, especially when it comes to transitions. At LHH, we're committed to personalized support, insights, and resources that lead to more job opportunities. No matter what role a professional has in your organization, our services offer an experience that fits each individual. And for organizations, LHH provides consultative support and guidance through the entire outplacement or career transition process. It's outplacement reimagined. Visit LHHtalent.com today.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.